This is Eric Robinson, your man with the mic. I'm in the capital of Oregon, at Salem, with Dr. Robert Anderson, an orthopedic surgeon, one of whose lifetime services is towards helping criminals. Dr. Anderson, you go down to the Oregon State Penitentiary, I believe, every week and meet a group of men there. What do you do?
This meeting lasts for 2 hours, and we visit with these men. We listen to them. We relate to them. We ask questions. We share our own feelings and doubts and concerns regarding the problems that bother us the most. And in turn, we try to help these men find a better basis for the future of their own lives.
How long have you been doing this, Dr. Anderson?
Well, I've been in working with small groups for 10 years' time. I have been at the penitentiary since October of 1964.
And I suppose the chaplain organizes this, and then there are volunteers like yourself who go into the groups.
Yes, this is correct. It all keys around the Protestant chaplain, Reverend Neil Concannon, who brings the men into the group and counsels with them while the laymen come in to meet with them each week in their group meeting.
When you say that Mr. Concannon, the chaplain, brings the men in, do you mean to say that he details them that they have to come, or is it voluntary for the men?
It is completely voluntary. They have a choice at any time of whether they come in and whether they stay in or go out.
Now, can you tell me exactly what you do in the group? How do you start?
The group has very simple ground rules. It is what we call a personal group. It deals with feelings rather than ideas and philosophical concepts. We do not discuss anything referable to the historical background of the Bible necessarily or to any theological concepts. We are interested in the primary question, how do you feel? What are your resentments? What are your hostility feelings? And what portion of your background with your home, that is in your home, with your father, your mother, your teachers, brothers and sisters, that have brought you to feel the way you do? It's a feeling group rather than an intellectual discussion group.
Are you able to tell us, in an interview like this, the sort of thing that the men say their frustrations are and the sort of steam that they blow off in the group?
Well, of course, this goes to the very personal element in their lives. In other words, when you ask a man, who does he hate the worst? This is extremely difficult and may lead to a more or less explosion as the man begins to express his feelings of hostility and resentment, for instance, to his father, who has treated him in a very discourteous and an unhealthy manner while he was a boy. So that we may get anything in these groups. Sometimes the men do express strong feelings in very vociferous ways.
Now, you're an orthopedic surgeon, doctor. That means a surgeon who's an expert in bones, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct.
This particular thing, though, is quite different. I mean, this is more the sort of thing that one would expect a psychiatrist to do or possibly a pastor. Why do you do it?
Because of Christian commitment and experience.
Can you tell how effective your work is?
It is extremely difficult to place any gauge, any objective or scientific gauge upon how a man feels. And, of course, the long-term results of what we're doing has to be written in the progress of a human soul. This may take months or years. But we have reason to believe that many of these men are learning a new concept that they have never understood before, are finding a new center in their life, are moving towards new goals with new new ways, new strengths, new health, new relationships, that they are learning to love their wife and their children and their fathers and mothers and realize that there is another way of life.
Dr. Robert Anderson, an orthopedic surgeon who gives an evening every week to helping men in need in the Oregon State Penitentiary. This is Eric Robinson in Salem, the capital of Oregon, your man with the mic.
Man with the Mic is produced by the Methodist Church in association with the National Council of Churches. Presented in the public interest by this station.